It's 8:10 in the evening, 720 WGN, Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty's off for a couple of days, so I'm taking the reins. Mike Heidemann, you're playing some great music. You're a musician. You're performing, or supposedly your alter ego is performing on the program tomorrow night.
Yes, yes. I cannot wait. And I like to pretend to call myself a musician. I mean, most people wouldn't, but I guess.
You absolutely are a musician. Now, you're a musician, of course. Do you dance? Are you a dancer?
You know, that's one of my main goals in life is to learn how to dance.
Oh.
And I wish there was somebody who would just show me one of these days.
You know, that's the most beautiful segue I think I've ever heard. We have in studio with us our friend Mary May from the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, and the Commissioner of the Department of Cultural Affairs, Mark Kelly, is here. And they brought some very special guests in because we are celebrating the Summer Dance Celebration in Millennium Park, Saturday, August 25th. It's absolutely free. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
This is awesome. All right, I'm gonna have our guests introduce themselves as well, because Surrender and Carlos each have very special fortes. So Surrender, tell us who you are and your program that you're gonna be.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me here. This is my first time on the radio, so I'm really excited.
And I can just listen to you talk all night.
Thank you.
Do people tell you that?
They do.
Yeah.
But so I'll tell everyone, I'm Australian. I'm, well, from Australia originally, but I've been in Chicago almost 20 years now, so I think I can call myself a Chicago native.
You absolutely are. We'll claim you.
Claim me.
You're Chicago's very own.
I claim Chicago. Anyway, I'm Surrender Martinetti, and I am the community engagement ninja with See Chicago Dance. And so I've been helping Mark and Mary and Carlos with the city organize the Summer Dance Celebration.
Okay, and Carlos, tell us about you.
I'm the program director for the Summer Dance program, and I've been producing the series for 15 years now, and we're celebrating our 22nd year.
Oh, I can't believe 22 years the program's been going on. And Mary, you said that this is one of Mark's favorite celebrations.
Yes, it is. Mark loves to dance.
Yeah. What type of dance?
And Mark loves parades.
I know you do love the parades. Yeah, you brought the Halloween parade here and all kinds of wonderful events. And since you've been Commissioner, Mark, there's been so many cool programs added to our repertoire here in Chicago. You know, we have the greatest city in the world. We have so many great programs. Tell us a little bit about the Summer Dance program.
Well, Summer Dance, it takes two parts of dance in Chicago. So we have one of the greatest professional dance communities in the world.
This
is a moment to celebrate our professional dance community. But then it's a mashup. We also have the most renowned, greatest social dancing program in the country. It's free. It's been, as Carlos mentioned, 22 years of thousands of people coming out, dance forms across the spectrum, and everyone, instead of watching dance, being the dancer. And so we take social dancing, professional dance, we bring them together, and then Millennium Park is just going to be on fire with competitions, with 29 professional dance companies dancing at the Village. The Pritzker stage.
Wow.
Will have five of our most esteemed dance companies. There's going to be battles and dance battles in front of the Beam. There's going to be samba processions. There's going to be line dancing. It's just, and then we're going to close with a big dance blowout house party DJ for all of us. You know, just shaking it in front of the Beam.
That's how can you not want to go to something like this? The website is chicagosummerdance.org. And Serena, you're in charge of See Chicago Dance. So, I mean, some of the programs that Mark was mentioning, there was a lot of dancing going on. Do you have to have any experience? Can you just be a beginner or just love to dance?
You can be a beginner. You can be a lover. You can participate in any way that you really want to. You can just come along and watch and have a picnic in the park with us and experience a dance. There's, you know, a combination of performances and mini classes and demonstrations on our little stage in Wrigley Square, as well as over 20 companies in an expo as well, so that you can learn about a lot of the different arts organizations and dance companies that will be performing as well. So we'll have lots of information, lots of people to talk to. People come out with their families and we picnic and we dance together, and I get everyone up and we take photos together. It's a lot of fun.
All All right, so in 22 years, is there one particular dance, or is there a venue that people line up for? Like, do they wait for the samba? Do they wait for the reggae? Is there a certain venue or repertoire that they wait for?
I would have to say salsa is by far our most popular event as part of the Summer Dance Series. The events we hold at the Spirit of Music Garden are very well in demand. In fact, the event we have planned for this Saturday, I imagine, is going to drive thousands of people to Grand Park. It's probably, again, the most celebrated of all of our programs, but we do well with a number of themes like step in, swing, but I think salsa's king.
Oh, absolutely. We were threatening, Domiti Pongo is in our newsroom tonight. Domiti, we were threatening to teach you how to salsa dance tonight.
I am ready. That is the dance of romance. I'm with it.
Can we give him, can anyone give him just a few little steps?
I'm sure we can manage that.
Okay, good. Domiti, after you do the news, or maybe even before, whenever you're comfortable, we're going to come in. You're in good hands here with Surrender.
I'll come to you guys. I'm coming over.
Okay.
And I've got three left feet, so I'm going to need you guys to teach me a few steps.
You know, that's a great question, though. I mean, I'm sure you are a much better dancer than me. I love dancing, but again, in my house, with the music in. Oh, here, let me get your headphones fixed. We'll have Mike come in here and fix those for you. That's okay, though. You don't need to wear those.
Okay.
Unless we take calls, but that's all right. But people who, as far as like me, who maybe not wouldn't be the best dancer. If I want to come and learn, can I?
You sure can. You know, it's really just about, do you love it? Do you want to move? Then yes, you can dance. That's all it takes, is just a want to come and participate.
Okay,
the more clumsy of us, though? Like, I have the passion. I know rhythm.
Right.
But I'm the guy who drops something if you toss it to him. You know what I mean? I'm all thumbs and left feet. So how do you, how do you fight that?
That's a great question. What if you just don't have it in you, Carlos?
I think what happens at Summer Dance is people find the humor in the situation. Everyone is equally as bad at dancing as they are. And they sort of loosen up and, let go of those inhibitions and open up to the idea that, hey, I can learn something new. And they totally, go with that spirit and embrace it.
Do you find, Mary and Mark, that Chicagoans are willing to pretty much try anything? I mean, some of the programs that you have and have ingratiated us with, they're all hugely successful, that we're willing to try anything.
Absolutely. What do you think, Mark?
Well, part of the fun of the life of the city is to engage our citizens. We don't want them just sitting and watching.
Yeah.
We want them activated. We want them part of it. So that's summer dance. I want you to think about every three-year-old. Every three-year-old, they could be a lousy dancer. What's a lousy three-year-old dancer? No, they're just a dancer.
Right.
Every three-year-old knows how to dance. It doesn't mean they know how to dance well, but they're just moved. And we all have to get back to our three-year-old selves and just, we all know, we're all pulled to move. We're all pulled by the music. And so what I love about this event is you both watch, because there's a lot of watching. There's amazing dance companies, and they're at such a level that we're in awe. And at the same time, there's all kinds of events where you're in it, you're doing it, or you can choose to be in it and do it. And it doesn't even take courage. Once you're there, when there's thousands of people line dancing, when there's thousands of people and it's in the dark and you're in front of the bean and no one even can see you, you just become
right.
Fused with everyone else in that spirit of just being in the moment and enjoying a creative experience.
How did Summer Dance Celebration begin? How did it come about?
This is the second year, and it was created by, thought up by Mark and a lot of our programmers. Last year was the first year, and it was just such a huge success. Let's keep doing it.
So you keep mentioning Wrigley Square. Tell us about Wrigley Square, what this is. It says the Dance Village in Wrigley Square is going to take place from noon to 6.
So that's with See Chicago Dance.
Okay.
And just a little bit about See Chicago Dance. We're a service organization for the city of Chicago, and we advocate for the dance field and try to strengthen a diverse range of dance organizations and artists through services and programs that build and engage audiences. So we're really a marketing organization or an organization that helps all of the dance community in Chicago, whether that's individual dance artists and choreographers, small companies, medium-sized companies, large companies, studios, and venues. So anyone who is involved in dance at all, we are there to help you. So we put we were asked to come together and put Wrigley Square together. So we reached out to all of our members because we're a membership-based organization. And, you know, as many other dance companies and people that we know in Chicago to say, here is an opportunity. Come and dance with us on the stage. You've got 10 minutes to do whatever you want on the stage and, you know, do a mini class or teach us some salsa. Or, you know, we've got so many wonderful companies from the Aloha Center who will be kicking off the day with a beautiful South Pacific and hula welcome for the day.
Oh, very cool.
It's going to be so much fun. They're just a great company. To, you know, African drumming and dance with Ayodele, and we've got lots of different Indian styles of dance, Bollywood and Bharatanatyam with Maya Dance Company, and we've got Chinese cultural dance, we have ballet.
Oh, wow. Oh cool.
Cover all
Bollywood,
bases. I've got some
Bollywood.
Friends in Ayodele.
There you go. Ayodele is a fantastic company. You should come. They're going to teach a mini class. It's going to be fantastic.
I'll be there, but you scared me when you said the 10 minutes on stage. I just pictured me dancing like Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay, you know what? You are funny because you're a great dancer. I can picture you being a great dancer.
But
you're
when
complete
you're,
we'll see.
When
in a
you're
second.
Dancing,
we're
going to
see.
When you're dancing with 300, maybe a few thousand people, there's no shame. There's no bad dances when you're in a group like that because it's community. You're all dancing
right.
together.
That's true. That's what I love about what you guys are doing, though, because there are two things that bring people together, food and music.
Absolutely.
And dancing.
Absolutely.
I feel like if we dance together more often, you know, just get Trump and Kim Jong-un and just salsa together.
You know what? No kidding, right? Do like a samba by the bean. There you go.
That's a name for an event.
That's a complete peace solution. I absolutely love that. We're talking about the summer dance celebration here. With everybody basically from the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. We'll continue the conversation. We're going to teach Domati and Michael a little bit of salsa here. I'm going to Facebook Live this too. So everybody at home is going to get the pleasure of watching you guys learn how to salsa. Back after this on 720 WGN. 8:25 in the evening. We're talking summer dance celebration in Millennium Park. Mark Kelly, Surinder Martinetti, Carlos Tortolero, and Mary May, of course, our friend from the city of Chicago. Mark and Mary from the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. We were saying during the break that Chicago is a very big theater town. You know, we have all the smaller theaters, you know, from Broadway in Chicago down to Steppenwolf to The Gift, you know, wonderful theaters. But we're also a very big dance town, too. From the Joffrey, you know, again, all the way down to some of the bigger names down to the smaller names, which are big names now. And many of these groups are going to be represented on stage, Mark, at the Summer Dance Celebration on August 25th.
So we have the blowout during the day, stages everywhere, people dancing, people watching dance, and then we're all going to come together at 6 o'clock at the beautiful Pritzker Pavilion, and we have five of some of the most esteemed professional dance companies. So we'll have Giordano Dance Chicago, the great, not just Chicago's great jazz dance company, the world's great jazz dance company. We have the Puzzle League, which is a mix of pop and hip-hop dance. We have Ayodele, we just talked about them, African drumming and dance. Mm-hmm. The Visceral Dance Company, which is this great modern dance company. And then Deeply Rooted, which is really an amalgam of all of it. It's ballet, it's African dance, it's modern dance, it's sort of a mashup of all that. And so these five dance companies with signature works. The big screen will be lit up, so even if you're on the lawn, you'll see it. It'll come to life. And then, as I said before, at the end of that, the closing is where we all go back to the Bean, house DJs, and, you know, I'm imagining 10,000 people all just
Too. Are you kidding? That's fantastic. Where can you line dance, listen to house music, Bollywood, and then salsa all in the same place at Cloud Gate? At the Bean, and that's going to be August 25th. Summer Dance Celebration in Millennium Park. We'll take a quick break, and Domati and Michael are going to learn how to salsa after the news on 720 WGN. 835 720 WGN. We are talking about dance. All things dance in Chicago. The Summer Dance Celebration gets underway in Millennium Park Saturday, August 25th. It's absolutely free. noon to 9 p.m. Everyone is invited to come out and dance. Our guest tonight, Commissioner Mark Kelly from the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Spokeswoman Mary May is here as well. Surrender Martinetti, the Community Engagement Consultant for See Chicago Dance. And Carlos Tortolero from the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, the Summer Dance Curator. So I wanted to know, Carlos and Surrender, how did you get interested in dance? Dancing and teaching.
Well, I got interested in summer dance programming primarily through production. I started doing the music bookings, and looking at it through that lens, I learned more and more about the dance community and how to tailor the programmings to their aesthetic and what they like. And, you know, that was quite a bit of a learning curve for us. A lot of the dance forms that you'll see at the celebration are newer forms that have been brought in and will be represented on the 25th. For example, footwork, an urban dance form that has been going on for 30 years in the city of Chicago, that's just starting to get some play, starting to get some necessary attention due to the likes of Chance the Rapper,
okay,
and great footwork crews like The Era.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past couple years, we've been producing community showcases that have been going on, again, for 30 years, but again, we're shining a light on them, producing them as part of the summer dance program. We had a really successful event at the Austin Town Hall Cultural Center last month, and this month, actually, we're going to have, August 18th, we're going to have an event at the Austin Town Hall Cultural Center. We had a great event last month at the Hamilton Park Cultural Center.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to have a culminating event at the Bean, at Cloud Gate, showcasing footwork competitions and some of the finalists from these regional competitions. Again, this is a dance form that's been around for 30 years, but it's relatively new to most Chicagoans. And it's basically Chicago's version of breakdancing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Cool.
Invented
I like
in
to
Chicago.
Watch that. Yeah.
I'm telling, when I grew up on footwork culture, it's a whole dance culture. This reminds me of back in the 80s when you'd see your enemy and you pop locked against them, like in breakdancing.
Okay, wait, were you born in the 80s? Come on.
I've seen movies. I heard this is what you did.
I've seen the Thriller video.
I heard you had a problem with a guy and you start pop locking.
Right.
In my generation,
right,
it was footwork.
What is that? What does it mean?
So your feet is moving, your feet are moving really, really fast.
Okay.
But it has a rhythm to it, and it's so hard to explain without seeing. But like you said, it's been out for 30 years or
yeah.
so.
It's a dance form that emerged out of Ghetto House.
Okay.
And it's taken its own form. Like you said, the music is really fast, and the footwork is as fast as the beats. Which are really fast per minute. It's like 96 beats per minute.
And I could totally do that if like a swarm of bees are chasing me. You know, or if I know I get up and the coffee's ready. I mean, that way I could move quickly.
Imagine trying to kill a million ants. That's what it would look like.
Okay, for real, could you teach me that? Could I learn this?
I can't dance well enough to do it, but
no,
I can show you,
but
the
basics. I mean, could someone like me?
Oh, you could,
have moved.
It's such
I don't.
It's such an art form. It's such a unique niche art form. And like you said,
but it's well represented throughout the city. There's a
absolutely.
Number of youth groups that are producing this, from
Final Phase,
Bringing Out Talent, Silent Threat,
yeah.
Minor Threat, Royal Flush. You see all these groups before at the Bud Billiken Parade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All these
which
drill
is coming
teams
up.
And groups come together.
Yeah.
And that's primarily how they've showcased footwork. But now, what's great about summer dance is it's a centrally located program.
Okay.
And it's egalitarian, it's free admission, everybody comes. So they're showcasing what's been primarily a Black African-American tradition
mm-hmm.
for everybody, establishing it as a Chicago tradition. And it's just been
That's
great,
cool.
the reception that we've seen from everybody, you know, learning about this form. But again, one that's been around forever.
Right, right. But can you teach? Okay, I know you teach dance, and you will shortly here attempt to teach Michael and Domiti Salsa. Can dance be taught, or does it have to be in you?
I think it can be taught as long as you have a want to do it. If you love to do it, then it's certainly something that you can teach. I mean, so I come from a different dance background than Carlos. You know, I started dancing when I was 3 years old. So I'm from more of the concert dance, stage dance background. You know, I learned ballet growing up. I was the biggest, what we call bunhead ever.
Okay, of course. Sure. My cousin's a ballerina, so I know that term.
Right. So, you know, jazz and ballet and tap, and then at university I did a dance degree, so modern and contemporary and yoga and all of these other new movement forms, contact improvisation. And, you know, I danced and taught and choreographed professionally for a really long time until, you know, it just gets too hard. It got too hard on my body. So I transitioned into producing so that I could still be within the field that I love and advocate for this field, and produce work and bring what I love to people out in Chicago and on the stage. And you know, what's really great about Summer Dance Village and working with the city is that we can bring some of these concert dance groups out into a park, and it's really beautiful to see, you know, Ballet Chicago, that normally presents beautiful work on a stage right by the monument in Wrigley Square. It is mm-hmm. just the most beautiful thing you've seen. Or Duncan Dance Chicago, which is a very historic type of dance called Duncan dance
appropriately, appropriately.
And you know, there, that type of historic dance is usually performed outside in the open air, and they're just beautiful and flowing, and they have these wonderful scarves, and so it just is a wonderful atmosphere altogether to see all of these different forms that you don't normally see in that situation, from footwork that, you know, is in a different area than it would have been performed normally, to, you know, ballet out on the stage, or, you know, Bharatanatyam and South Indian classical dance out in the park, or, you know, the contemporary dance that we're going to be doing, since, you know, we have lots of contemporary companies and we've got contact improvisation. So it's really, it runs the gamut. So you can really get a taste of the broader concert dance scene in Chicago by coming to this one day.
I like how you're bringing the dances from all the different neighborhoods, like the dancing that you were talking about, Domati, that you learned growing up, or the, from all our, we have, you know, 31 very ethnic diverse neighborhoods, from Little Village to Pilsen.
We're creating community.
Yeah.
We're creating community through dance.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, a lot of the dance community was really separate, and we're bringing it all together, from citizen dancers, the people who just love to dance, or feel like they could dance if they got the opportunity, like yourself.
I know.
Right.
You know, to concert dance, to street dance. And it's a very democratic way of bringing everyone together in a park where there's no social barriers. We're just all here to have fun and have a good time, and that's what the Summer Dance Celebration is all about.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Why is it so important to bring these worlds together? Have you seen conversations change in the classical dance community when they're exposed to something like footwork, which actually started from African tap dancing, but you wouldn't know it from these kids on the South and West sides just doing these fast movements? Have conversations shifted within the classical dance community? And conversely, have urban areas and street dancing gotten a stronger respect for what classical dancers do?
Right. I definitely think there are conversations happening, and because everyone's coming together, you know, all of these companies are meeting each other and saying, hey, I want to work with you, I want to know about who you are, and taking classes with each other. And that's how it starts, by coming together. And, you know, then it evolves into more of these relationships that are, you know, then out in the community, teaching in each other's dance schools, going out into each other's communities, having, you know, hip-hop dancers share the stage with ballet dancers, or Bharatanatyam dancers share the stage with contemporary dancers, for example. So there's a lot of cross-pollination that happens because we're bringing these people and everyone together as a community. But I think, you know, there is a great big need in Chicago to support the arts. And, you know, this is a way for all of the companies involved and groups involved to give a little bit back to Chicago, to say, you haven't come to see my shows yet, but here's a little taste of what we do. Come see a show. And, you know, what we're hoping to do is, you know, we're offering ticket discounts and hot deals so that people can buy discount tickets to the companies that they're seeing on the stages.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I love the bringing together. I love the word cross-pollination. I want to know, do you all think that, you know, for non-professionals like myself, or, you know, lay people, I guess, we're just dance fans, the show's like Dancing with the Stars, and so you think you can dance. Do you think that really kind of boosted dance and had like a renewed interest now for people, and then think, hey, you know what, I can try and learn how to line dance. I can try and learn how to salsa.
I don't really know if it did or not. I mean, I don't think it translated into people going to see dance performances on stage.
Okay.
It may have had an impact on schools and an influx in new students in dance schools, but I don't really know if it really translated to more people going to see dance on the stage or mm-hmm. participating in their community dance forms.
Right. I mean, yeah, if anything, I mean, Rightmare, that it showed that you can blend these dances. You can blend modern dance with what, you know, footwork. Pick a dance.
And in Chicago, Summer Dance has been around for 22 years.
Right.
And, you know, Carlos can attest to how it's grown, and it's one of our most popular events.
Yeah.
I mean, Summer Dance started primarily as a social dance phenomenon. And I think what we're doing with the celebration is to highlight these other forms of dance that haven't been incorporated in the Summer Dance mm-hmm. programming, but in creating, again, this egalitarian forum where everyone can come together, we're trying to bring together subgenres of dance that might have been removed from one another, might have been disconnected. And again, by making it free admission and putting it all together, we've created pretty much the city's definitive dance festival. And mind you, this is sort of born out of what used to be there at Millennium Park. We used to have the Chicago Dancing Festival, which highlighted primarily modern dance and performance dance groups. And this is going to the next level. And again, as Surrender said, making it more democratic, opening it up, and including all mm-hmm. these other underrepresented forms.
And Chicago companies, because Chicago Dancing Festival represented a lot of dance that was coming in from outside of the city, which was a great thing for audiences in Chicago, but it didn't really do too much to showcase the plethora of wonderful dance companies and dance artists that we have in the city of Chicago. You know, looking at numbers, we've got over 500 different companies, dance companies in Chicago, and studios and dance artists. That's a big community.
It's huge. It's wonderful. And you're going to be teaching. You're new for a taster, and you're going to teach. And Carlos and I are going to do the play by play. Carlos is going to do the play by play. I'm going to heckle Domati and Michael when we come back. They're going to learn how to salsa as part of the Summer Dance Celebration, which takes place in Millennium Park Saturday, August 25th. Back right after this on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty out of town for a couple of days, so I'm taking the reins. We're talking all things dance as part of the Summer Dance Celebration in Millennium Park, Saturday, August 25th. Free admission. We want to reiterate it's from noon until 9 p.m. Everyone is invited to come out and dance. Mark Kelly, the Commissioner of the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, along with Mary May and Carlos Tortolero, the Curator, Surrender Martinetti, who's going to be teaching Domati and Michael some salsa with See Chicago Dance, is the Community Engagement Consultant. And we want to make sure everybody knows to come on out. As we said, it's free. The dance showcase takes place at night. We talked a little bit about Dance Village in Wrigley Square. And Mark, we also wanted to mention Dance Downs in the Parks at Cloudgate. That will be at noon on that day. So tell us before we get the lesson here about Dance Downs in the Parks at Cloudgate. Carlos.
Well, as I was mentioning earlier, we've been producing community footwork showcases in select parks as part of the Summer Dance programming. The two parks to be selected this year were Hamilton Park Cultural Center and the Austin Town Hall Park. Mm-hmm. This upcoming August 18th, we have an event at Austin Town Hall Park. And it's featuring youth groups from Bringing Out the Talent to Minor Threat, who are going to battle it out and showcase their moves. Again, this is a tradition that's been going on for 30 years.
Right. It's like Pitch Perfect for dance,
yes.
Basically, right?
And they're basically talent showcases that happen quite regularly. And like I said before, they've been featured primarily through Bud Billiken Parade. And what we've done with Summer Dance is done these two community showcases to create finalists to ultimately go to the finale event at the Cloudgate stage to, you know, face off and show who's the best footwork dancer.
Is there
in the
smack
city.
Talk? I mean, do they?
It's pretty PG. You know,
okay,
we try to
wrong crowd. Yeah, it's a family
and
event.
And that's part of the reason why the community gravitates to footwork. It's a healthy means to sort of deal with the urban realities that are going on, and it's just such a healthy way for everyone to come together and do something positive for the community. And I'm really inspired by the work of the Era Footwear crew and what they're doing in these communities.
Yes. And I also just want to mention that following that, right, so that's noon to one.
Yeah.
And then at the Bean at one, the most versatile dancer contest, which is an amazing contest to see.
Do you want to just give me the trophy now? Or do you want to wait until the people actually come?
Let me suggest that you might not survive the first round.
Yeah, are you kidding? I can barely read
the title
here.
But then there's going to be line dancing for everyone. On the Cloudgate stage.
With
then
the
there's
Thomas
be
Twins.
A Bollywood dance party.
See,
on
now
the Great
that's
Lawn.
Cool. Okay, you're going to, don't even laugh at me, Mark. I've done Bollywood. Well, we did a segment on it for TV, and then they said, come on, take a class. So I took that as a good sign that, you know, for that 1 minute and 30 seconds, I could, you know, hey, I followed along pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed watching. Don't look at me like that, don't
you? No. How'd it go? Well, you finally went to the class.
So next, Mark, after that would be what? I'm still waiting. It's on my to-do list. It's on my list of things that I have to get
done. So maybe we'll hire you as one of the instructors.
Okay, cool.
And then there's going to be circle dancing on the Great Lawn.
That's cool.
And then a samba procession through the park. So imagine the village dancing, the dance down and other competitions and social dancing throughout the park, the great performances on the main stage. And I don't think there's another dance event, festival event like this in the country.
No,
I could be wrong, but to my knowledge, there's nothing that is so democratic, so bringing the citizen dancer and the professional dance community together, everyone celebrating the form.
And you can find all of these times and whatnot at chicagosummerdance.org. All right, so before we run out of time, Michael, play some salsa. Some salsa. There we go.
Okay, there we go.
Here we go.
All right, you ready? All right.
Okay. All right.
Surrender Martinetti will be teaching Doma Ti Pongo and Michael Heidemann the salsa. You can watch all of this. We're going to be Facebook Living this. Carlos and I are going to do the play-by-play. I'm going to heckle.
Step by step.
I'm going to heckle. Carlos and WGNRadio.com right now is on the stream. If you can watch us. Okay, you need the music. All right, so keep those headphones on. That way you can hear the music. The music's in your mind. Come on. All right,
music is in your soul.
Music is in your soul. All right, so.
The music is in your soul.
So, Carlos, give us a little play-by-play of what they're doing. What's the first thing that they need to do here?
Well, I hope they're on an 8-count step pattern here. It looks like they might be keeping the beats, but they should be pausing on the first.
It doesn't look like they're pausing.
No, they're.
Is it in the look too? Do you have to have that look in your eyes?
The style moves come with, you know, the fundamentals being squared away, but they're doing better. Arm motions there.
Isn't it funny? We're
maybe they could add
here.
A crossbody lead. A couple of Suzy Qs could help with that.
What's a Suzy Q aside from like an edible treat?
Well, it's kind of difficult to explain, but visually, there could be some arm exchanges, some arm motions, a crossbody lead. He could cross in front of her.
Oh, there you go. I think she's a good teacher. I think he's a good dancer.
She's doing well. Considering what she has to work with.
What's a crossbody lead?
Well, it's a series where the male guides, basically there's two tracks of lane, and
let's make this gender neutral, where surrender, because I will not be guiding anything. Okay. Okay, so the leader does what now?
All right, well, the lead will guide his partner through a traveling lane right in front of them.
Okay, go ahead, do that.
Yes.
For those at home, he is leading her. She is leading him.
That was actually not bad.
It's all in the look. But you can come on out here. Thank you, Surrender. Thank you, Domity. You guys did very well.
I thought damn good.
You guys did great. All right, now we're going to podcast that. You're going to watch that. That's going to be a great video. Thank you all for coming in. I hope you had a good time. But
make
summer,
sure you keep the part when Carlos said that's actually not bad.
Yeah.
That wasn't actually.
On a scale from 1 to 10, I'd give him a 9.
Yeah, why? Mm-hmm. Effort. Summer Dance is all about effort.
It's all about the fun, but it is very hard without the music.
Was he a good student?
He was a very good student.
Okay.
I would dance with
teacher.
Him again.
Oh, look at you guys. Well, you can at the Summer Dance Celebration. Mark, Surrender, Carlos, Mary, thank you. thank you so much for being here. Domati, you're a great sport. Michael, you are as well. And we'll see you all out there on August 25th at Millennium Park for the Summer Dance Celebration. It's ChicagoSummerDance.org. We'll have the news next on 720 WGN.